Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all of my brothers and my sisters out there tonight. Mahalo for tuning in. I'd like to give a shout out to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys out at Halawa. Give a shout out to Mawaiava boys, Module 10 Cashbox Program, and to my FDC faithfuls. You know who you guys are. Keep up the good work. Keep lifting our brothers up there. Also to our good friends all over the United States, especially our close friends in Ogden, Utah, and anyone else who's listening tonight. Maybe you just got home from fighting the traffic, going home to the west side. Maybe you're sitting at your dining room table out there in Hawaii Kai or Waimanalo or Kaneohe. Mahalo for tuning in tonight. Free Inside Ministry is the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Honolulu. We have a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halawa, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and soon in the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there in a few weeks. Mahalo once again to all of you who have joined this evening, and feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our recorded programs in a podcast format so you can download them for your listening enjoyment. We also have a Facebook page called Free Inside Ministry, and we have a Gmail email called freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or just let me know if this program has touched you or anyone that you love in your ohana lately. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." That's Jeremiah 29:11. And he goes on to say, "If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you, and will bring you home again to your own land." Well, once again, everyone, tonight is a very special night. We're so blessed to have such a man of God with us tonight, all the way from the palatial estates of Nanakuli. Tonight, we're going to be sharing some time with Minister Barry Naone, a fourth-generation minister from the Nanakuli Door Faith Mission, which was established under the leadership of the late Dr. Mildred Brostick, the founder of the Door of Faith Fellowship. Also, he's born and raised in Nanakuli, God-fearing families, Kila and Amina Ohana, whose legacies live on through pastors, leaders, and musicians. At the age of 7, Barry was given a brand new trumpet as a birthday gift by his father, the late Barry K. Naone Sr., in hopes to attract his interest in playing in the church's brass band. Barry didn't take music seriously until the age of 18. A mother's prayer would soon be answered. It was his mother, Pastor Choilan Naone, who fervently prayed that God would bless one of her four children with the talent to play the piano. Little did she know, God was already in the works and had much more in store for her eldest child. Since that day, God has anointed and appointed Minister Barry for such a time as this. With minimum music knowledge, God has truly blessed Barry with the gift of playing various instruments by ear and singing. Barry served as a music minister of his local church from 1993 to current day today. He's traveled extensively throughout North America, that's the United States, Japan, New Zealand, and the state of Hawaii, collaborating with various pastors, choir directors, worship teams, ministries, organizations, building a lasting and long relationship with everyone. He's a very sought-after, skilled, and anointed worship leader, musician, and speaker who finds joy making the keyboard his pulpit. Unfortunately, Barry didn't bring his keyboard with him today, but Pastor Barry, please say aloha to all of our listeners out there tonight.
Aloha, everyone. Aloha, and God bless.
You know, I've got to admit, Barry, Saturday we were so blessed. My wife, Lynette, my wingless angel, Lynette, and I were invited to go to a youth church rally at the Door of Faith Church in Nanakuli on Haleakala Avenue, and we were blessed. We were blessed beyond measure. I mean, they do church. These guys do church, let me tell you. They have every month on the second Saturday a youth church rally or a church youth rally. and each church is represented. Churches from all different walks, they just come there to share the love of the Lord. And I'm telling you, when you're singing old hymns with the old kupuna, standing side by side, hand by hand, heart by heart, you're doing church. And I know Papa up in heaven is smiling. But we went on for a few hours. Such talented people. I want to give a shout out to Pastor Luke Welch. Did a tremendous story that night, tremendous message.
Amen.
And just the giftings that the Lord is using through him to reach not only the youth, but to anyone who is able to see and to hear him share the word. But today, I just wanted Pastor Barry, just to share a little bit about him. And then today's topic, we're going to be probably for tonight and tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about Native Hawaiians and the criminal justice system here in the state of Hawaii. As you can tell, Barry Naone, he's sitting right in front of me. Just a very stout Hawaiian man here with a name like Naone. You got to look good in Hawaiian. And then with a name like Bula, well, that's a mystery to everyone. But I have a face for radio, but I am part Hawaiian, being a proud graduate of Kamehameha Schools, and I thoroughly miss the lunch program, the beef stew, and the haole brownies. But that's a whole other program. But we wanted to, there's a study done by OHA recently that was submitted to the state legislature, and it dealt with the disparate treatment of Native Hawaiians in the criminal justice system. And we didn't want to only focus on Native Hawaiians in the system, but Hawaii as a whole. But some of the statistics and some of the testimonies that we're going to be sharing with you is just mind-boggling. And it just, there's got to be a solution out there. But it only empowers us even more for our ministry and all those other churches and the other ministries, pastors and volunteers, that go in to share the good news, to go in and share the gospel with those that are incarcerated. Because if the world put them there, the word will deliver them. And mm-hmm. after you hear what we're going to be sharing with you tonight, it's even more important. We need more people. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. We need more people in there. Because when you go to prison, you're going to come out one of two things, either a better person or a better criminal. Well, I believe by the power of Jesus Christ and by the blood that was shed on the cross, they're going to come out a better person. Amen. But it doesn't work for everyone. But we don't stop going. We go for that one. We go for that one. We keep pressing in and pressing on. But Barry, take a few minutes and share with the listening audience today so they get to know you a little bit better, since you're going to be in their living room for the next two nights from 9:30 to 10 on The Word 99.5.
Amen, Pastor Bula. Once again, thank you for having me this evening. And aloha to everyone once again. Born and raised on the West Side, you see the problems and the issues that we face, not only living in the country, but as Native Hawaiians all across the state. Drugs, theft, all these crimes will eventually lead a person into prison. You become a part of the system, and like you said, Pastor Bula, it could either make you a better criminal or a better person. But then the choice is that person's one, that person's to make right then and there.
Well, you know, there's a lot of pressures growing up in today's society. And, you know, when you come from a legislative position or a governmental stand, they always want statistics. They want the facts. They want the evidence. Because although we can tell them what's going on in the neighborhoods, they want the hard empirical evidence of why they should do what they're doing. So a study was commissioned, and it was completed and presented recently. It was done in 2010, so very recently, and it was from the Georgetown Law School, the Department of Urban and Regional Planning. It was the Justice Policy Institute in collaboration with OHA, and they put this study together to better analyze the statistics of what's been going on within the system. And I just want to share with all my beloved out there, it's for those of you that are behind the walls listening, I don't have to tell you anything you don't know. It's preaching to the choir.
Right.
But, you know, I want to tell people that are not in prison at this time. And although we say you don't have to be in prison to be in prison, this is to shed some light. Because for many of us, what we consider to be prison is called Scared Straight or Lockup. It's reality TV shows. Right. The only real thing about reality TV shows, or the only real thing about prison, is just real people with real problems looking for real answers from a real God. That's why we minister the word of God to them. Because the world got them there, and the word will deliver them. But since 1977, the number of people incarcerated in Hawaii has increased more than 900%. From 398 people in prison in that year of 1977, which is a wonderful year to graduate from high school, especially from Kamehameha, but I won't go there. But anyway, so 398 people in prison in 1977 to 4,304 people sentenced in prison in 2008. It's a 900% increase. You know, it's incredible that there's more than 2.4 million men and women that are incarcerated in the U.S., about 1 in every 100 adults. And the challenge with that is that Native Hawaiians are more likely to get a prison sentence than almost any other ethnic group, according to the statistics compiled by this study. Not only that, Native Hawaiians receive longer prison sentences than most other racial groups. Native Hawaiians are sentenced to longer probation terms than most other racial ethnic groups. Native Hawaiians make up the highest percentage of people incarcerated in the out-of-state facility that we currently have in Saguaro, Arizona, at Saguaro and Red Rock. Hawaii has the largest proportion of its population of women in prison, with Native Hawaiian women comprising an incredible disproportionate number of women who are actually in the system. 44% of the women incarcerated in the state of Hawaii are Native Hawaiians. And so these are just statistics. I'm just trying to paint a broad brush before we start delving into a little bit more, because we want to do this for two nights, because I feel that's what the Lord has put upon our heart, is just to share the realities of what society and what are happening to people out there. They say that there's a lack of programs and services in prison to prepare them for when they return to the community. So what enables them to do is to go back to prison because they don't have any job skills. Incarceration is traumatic for Native Hawaiians, especially when they transfer them to the mainland. But that's enough of the statistics for now. What I wanted to share with Pastor Barry is the fact, now, he lives out in Nanakuli. He's out on the west side, which is God's side, according to Wonder Woman Dawn O'Brien in the early morning. And it's West Side, as she corrects me, but she's in Taiwan right now. In fact, as we're recording this show, it's pre-recorded. It's about 3:30 or 4 p.m. this afternoon. You're listening to it on Wednesday evening. Dawn O'Brien is actually in a prison in Taiwan sharing the gospel through an interpreter. She went on a mission trip, and I just want to give her a shout out. Dawn, I know you can't hear us because you're in the prison, but I don't know how you say Jesus in Taiwanese, but I know you're going to tell me how when you get back. But I wanted Pastor Barry to share what are some of the effects. Like, you've grown up in your neighborhood and things, and everybody knows somebody who got locked up, you know, somewhere along. But now what's happening is because when women get incarcerated, they lose custody of their children. It's almost automatic. So you're going to see a ripple effect. Right. And what do you see as a community leader out in the Nanakuli area? What is the impact of having family members incarcerated for, I would say, something longer than a year or two, someone where they have an extended sentence? How do you see the impact in your community?
How do I see the impact? It's very saddening. As you said, Pastor, a lot of women, which causes a ripple effect. You know, the kids are separated, the family is broken. I see that day to day. Just driving home, once I get over Black Rocks, going on the west side, all the way home till I get to Hakimo. In fact, my neighbors. Mm. But it breaks my heart, because when you see them, and you see most of them, they have potential. But what led them to do that? What got them to the edge? What led them there? They come up with a lot of excuses. They can, you know, they can give us excuses after excuses, but it'll come down to one thing. They have to make a choice for themselves, either to be set free or, as you said, to be locked up in prison. And I'm not meaning just the prison that we have, the prison system here, spiritually imprisoned.
You know, that's a wonderful point you bring up, my brother, is. And I always tell that to the men and women, my beloved, that I see every week. Just a shout out to all you guys, man. Keep the faith, man. Keep reading the Bible. That's got all the answers. Keep the faith, my brothers and my sisters. But I tell them, you don't have to be in prison to be in prison. And sometimes it takes a while for that to sink into them. But for many of those that are incarcerated, and you hear it time and time again, it's never a cliche, but I wish it would happen more. A lot of times that's where they find Jesus. That's where they find God. And it's because they've lost all of their resources. They've lost everything. They've probably lost their family. They've lost their home, their car, and they're pretty much bottomed out. They're in the bottom of the barrel. Sometimes, you know, you've just got to hit rock bottom to know who the rock is. And the rock is not Dwayne Johnson. The rock is Jesus Christ. Amen. But sometimes you just have to lose all your resources to know who your source is. Amen. And that's why, instead of giving up, you just look up. But you see, I don't understand why, you know, it's always a quandary with me, and I talk to my wife, is that why do we have to get to such a position where we lose everything before we have to regain things, you know? And, you know, there's people along the way, there's pastors, there's volunteers, there's Sunday school teachers, there's your neighbors, you know, they're trying to keep you on the right track, but like you know yourself, my brother, is that How now you deal with the youth a lot. We just had a wonderful time at the youth rally, and I was so encouraged. My spirit was so uplifted. My cup was running over when we left Nanakuli Door of Faith on Haleakala Avenue on Saturday. It was so wonderful to see young adults, young children reciting scriptures, their favorite scripture in front of the body of Christ. It was so enlightening, and it was so spirit-filling to see them singing praise and worship songs to represent their church with pride and honor and to be proud of what they were doing. You know, it was just really, but that's not the norm, unfortunately. But dealing with the youth, how do you deal with the youth, say, in your church that are facing some of the challenges? Do you folks have programs or counseling, or how do you help them deal with the challenges that they're going through when they have loved ones and especially their parents that are incarcerated?
We would send them through programs, and besides counseling and, you know, prayer to guide them and to keep them on the straight and narrow path, like the scripture says in Proverbs, train up a child in the way he should go, that when he gets older, he will not depart. And, you know, as a youngster in our church, I remember it being drilled, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus at supper time. But there was a day when I strayed, and I had to find Jesus for myself. And he had to prove himself real to me. And that is how we lead our youths. And we lead by example to show them that Jesus is the only way.
But you know, Barry, it's just like growing up small kid time. You know, it's like your parents tell you, hey, don't touch the stove. You're going to burn your hand. Don't touch the stove. You're going to burn your hand. They go into the other room. All of a sudden, you say, Ma, where the aloy? You know, what's this? Who's cooking bacon right now? You know, sometimes you just got to burn yourself right to find out what's going on. But that's where the value in the lesson. You see, it's hard to have wisdom at the age of 18. But yet at the age of 18, you have all the answers to the world.
Yes.
But you don't have wisdom. But you talk to, and I was, when I had the privilege and the opportunity to pray over a young man at Door of Faith Church this past Saturday, a strapping young man, a local boy, 10th grade, tall, about 6'3". And he was just wrought because he knew. It's funny because we know what to do, but we don't do what we know. I don't know where we messed that up, you know. And the word that I had given him is just hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Faith is the footsteps to your freedom. And I said, don't listen to the world, your friends. You know what path you have to take. And I said, just share the love of God, you know, with your friends and everything. And don't make you be the outsider. Bring them to the inside. Yeah. See, a lot of times, you know, and we know that growing up, Barry, you know, we always make fun of the geeks. We always make fun of the Steven Miyashiros running around with the Pan Am bag and the pocket things. But, you know, sometimes those church boys, you know, they turn out pretty good. You know, they turn out with a sense of responsibility. But it's just the fact that it's not the in thing. It's not the popular thing.
Right.
But it's so funny that, you know, a lot of times when I talk to our beloved that are in prison, they just shake their head because they're going, wow, you know, this one auntie, she was always praying for me. I just never, like, listened to her. And, you know, sometimes we just got to bang our head on that wall to realize we got to wake up. But one of the challenges that I see is the way the system is designed. When they come out, there's a lot of pressure on them. And you've probably experienced where you've had families where people have been released, they're on parole, and they probably come back to church for a little while. What are some of the challenges that you know from your experiences where they've been on parole and now they've got the pressures of reporting to the parole officer? They got to get employment. They got to have their housing. I mean, do you think from your perspective, do you think they get a fair shot?
Yes and no. Would that be good? Would that be safe to say yes and no? Yes, they do. No, at times they have to want to. I remember speaking to this one friend of mine who just came out of prison. And he said, just like what you said, Pastor, there, you know, there wasn't any programs. And we would talk, so I told him, I said, well, you got to make the effort. I said, if I can help you to be your encouragement, to push you forward, you got to make that effort to do it for yourself. But unfortunately, he didn't do it. He landed back in. We talked later. He said it was easier to be back on the inside than it was to be on the outside.
You know, Pastor Barry, a lot of people don't realize that. When I talk to people that have been incarcerated for 15, in fact, I was talking to a gentleman a couple weeks ago. He's been in 21 years.
Wow.
And, you know, he got off a little while, but he ended up going back in. And he says, hey, in here, I get my three meals. I get the shower. I watch a little bit of TV. Food's not that great, but I don't have to worry about nothing. He goes, I go outside. I got all kind of pressure. He goes, I can't even go to McDonald's without freaking out. He goes, I just want a hamburger and soda. I don't, number one through eight. I don't know. I don't know what type of bun. I don't know. Just give me a hamburger and just one soda. What kind of soda? Oh, my God. They got so many sodas now. But he said, there's a lot of pressure out there. But, you know, like I always tell our beloved, you got to do what you can do and God's going to do the rest. Because God's not going to do for you what you can do. You got to do everything you can in your power. So just the, I think it comes down to the person's initiative, you know, how much they value their freedom. And I mean, we got to be honest. I mean, some people, they're lazy, man. They just don't want to fight the good battle. But, you know, I always tell them, you weren't redeemed by the blood to be a criminal. You weren't redeemed by the blood to be a drug addict. You weren't redeemed to be an alcoholic. You weren't redeemed to be a thief. You weren't redeemed to be an abuser. You weren't redeemed to be a liar. You were redeemed by the blood of Christ, and you're in Christ's image. It's Christ-like, you know. But so many times, you know, and I share this with our beloved, it's you're either in Christ or you're in crisis. And a lot of them get used to living in crisis because they can't handle being in Christ.
Right.
And that's such a challenge for them when you tell them that, you know, it's just like growing up. You know, kids, I believe that in our generation, when we grew up, we knew what was black. We knew what was white. We knew what was right. We knew what was wrong. We stayed in the box and life was good. Get money on the weekends, can go movie, clean the yard, do our chores, clean our room. Life was good. But you step out of the box and I'm sorry, you're going to get cracks. You're going to get some lickings. Right. But you knew exactly when and where that would happen because the line was so definite. And that's just like living with God. You have all the glory. You have all the joy of living with the Lord, the peace that surpasses all understanding. But you have some parameters you have to live in. It's not willy-nilly. Right. Our society has gone so far left, they've left right off the table. And now it's, well, okay, it's a little gray, it's a little this, but I think with structure, especially for kids, it's just like athletics. If they have structure, they know where they need to perform. They know where that bar of performance is. Our society has gotten so weak now. It's just like everything's allowed. Everything is okay. But, you know, it's when we go into the prisons, it's always Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Mm-hmm. And the challenge with our beloved in prison is that they might believe while they're inside, but then the doors open and they're released and they forget everything that they believed in. You know, and you've noticed that a few times people, they consider it a revolving door. But how does your church support the families that have challenges out there? Share with us for a little bit.
How our church supports that is we'll go out to pray for them, pray with the families. We are still in the process of moving forward into venturing in towards a, you know, prison ministry. Mm-hmm. We never had that, but that is something that we're looking into because there's a great need right in our community. Right when you come in over Black Rocks, from there all the way down on the Waianae Coast, there is a great need with people who are incarcerated.
You know, there's a need for people that are incarcerated, and it's such a harvest that's so ripe. But you know, the need is great everywhere. You see, in the book of Matthew, it said, "For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me." That's Matthew 25, 35, and 36. You see, when I was in prison, you visited me. That's the last statement. But there's a lot of other things going on before the prison statement. So we can reach out to the sick that aren't incarcerated. We can reach out to those that are hungry that are not incarcerated. We can reach out to the lonely that are not incarcerated. We can reach out to the lost that are not incarcerated. See, our Free Inside Ministry, we concentrate that once they've gone inside the system, we try and give them hope. But, you know, we need to give hope to everyone that's on outside, you know, because we're trying to prevent them and help them and teach them and educate them so that they don't end up inside, because we know what happens when you get inside. And I think it's a real preventive program, but, you know, it's just like sowing seeds. We're just out there throwing seeds, and we hope that it finds fertile soil. Whatever happens is between them and God. We just sow the seed, and then God's going to grow it, and we just pray with them. But how important do you think is prayer, Pastor Barry?
Prayer is very important. It is the lifeline of our life. Without prayer, we can do nothing. Prayer, to me, Pastor, is more important. If I leave home without it, it just messes my day off. Even if I get that Starbucks coffee in the morning after, without prayer, I am nothing. Prayer is what changed my life. Prayer is what set me free. Prayer is what opened up my eyes to see clear the path that Christ has right in front of me. And prayer is what allows me to be free, and not just free, but free in Christ.
Amen. You know, they say a prayerful church is a powerful church, you know, and, you know, it's just, I don't know, you know, we a lot of people feel they don't know how to pray. And we're going to be talking about it on our episode tomorrow night. But I just wanted to close in prayer this evening as we're coming up to a close. First, I wanted to thank everyone for tuning in to 99.5 FM, The Word. This is Free Insight Ministry. We're on Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 10 p.m. Check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. But I just wanted to lift up in prayer, Pastor. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for all those that have tuned in tonight. And I thank you for their hearts. And I thank you for all of our beloved that are sitting on the edge of their bunk behind the walls, asking and thinking about the other side. Lord, to get to the other side, they've got to do a few things, Lord. They've got to open up their hearts. They've got to open up their minds. They've got to be able to follow the will of God. Let you not only take over their life, but make over their life. You're not going to go into something unless you can rebuild them, Father God. Lord, I just ask that you bless them. And if there's anyone that needs a healing touch, Lord, touch upon them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Bless them and their loved ones in abundance, Father God. Bless the ACOs and all the staff that are working tonight in abundance, Lord. We ask you to keep protecting all of us. Keep us close to your bosom. And when they call out to Abba, Father, that you hear them and you answer their prayers so that thine will be done. Amen. Once again, mahalo for tuning in tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow night at 9:30. Ahui ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.